6 years since he released the record, and the new album cost 20 million. This is Newsbeat's Andrew Purcell on the return of the self-styled King of Pop.
Now live on Radio 1, the first UK player of a brand new Michael Jackson single. This is Michael Jackson. It's on the 8th of October, and it's called You Rock My World.
He's made the biggest selling album of all time and had more plastic surgery than Jordan. Since 1995, he's been holed up in Neverland with Bubbles the Chimp. And now he's returned to reclaim his title as the world's biggest superstar. But is anyone listening?
It's too slow. It's like for lovers or something.
It's got a nice R&B beat to it sort of thing. I'd definitely buy the single.
It's a bit funny hearing him singing about girls.
Sounds like a girl. It's kind of whingy.
I like it, but I like Michael Jackson.
I don't like Michael Jackson's voice, full stop.
The Jackson 5 made him a star at 6, and he had a number one record of his own by the time he was 13, but in the last few years it's all gone a bit pear-shaped. There's been child abuse allegations, two marriages, and some pretty angry music. Darren Lawford is Newsbeat's R&B reporter.
The sound that he's got is very light, it's very approachable. For the past 10 years, a lot of his songs have been about healing the world and, you know, making the world a better place, and now he just seems like he wants to make a party track, and that's what people loved about him in the first place, that he made music that people could dance to.
The new album's called Invincible, and it's been put together by some of the hottest producers around. Jacko's got a queue of teen stars lining up to duet with him too. Britney, NSYNC, Usher and Shaggy are all down to perform at his tribute gig next month, proving he's still got the reputation, even if he hasn't got the groove.
There's all these rumours and all the stuff about, I don't believe none of them, but at the same time, the last album that came out was crap.
I know he's the king of pop, but it's just too poppy.
I think it's a bit sad, because some things may be true, but some of the time I think they make things up.
Back in the day, it was great, but now I just think, why don't you just go home and retire to Never Neverland?
He's the best out there. And he's back now, so watch out, everyone.
Newsbeat.